I am Chris Gardner of the Houston Round Ball Review, and joining me, taking time out of his busy schedule, is Mr. Eddie Nunez, the new Vice President of Intercollegiate Athletics for the University of Houston. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Chris. How are you, man?
I'm doing great. Oh, let's good. See. How long have you been in charge?
About 2.5 weeks, maybe give or take a day or more here or there, but it's about 2.5 weeks.
And how much sleep have you gotten in those 2.5 weeks?
Oof, very little. I didn't sleep a lot before, so I can't say that I'm sitting here that I'm getting more or less. What I am doing is I'm moving a lot more from event to an event to an event. Yesterday, I had the ability to go with Coach Sampson and his kids to serve individuals, cancer patients, dinner. And then from there, I went to another dinner. And so it's literally one after another, but I enjoy that. That actually keeps me going.
Have you met with all of the coaches?
I have met with them. I have not sat down and had my one-on-one with every one of them. I'm working on that, but I have met them all. I've had an opportunity to sit with some of them, just talking, you know, just understanding who they are as people. I'm actually in the process as we speak right now of those meetings with them. So I'm going through them. As I said to them, I'm not in a rush, and I don't want them to rush with it. If they've got practices and everything else, that's priority number one.
And what is, in these first meetings, from your perspective, what are your expectations from them this season for any of their sports, respective sports?
Yeah, no, I think what first is getting to know who they are, how do they approach their programs, understanding who their assistant coaches, what their expectations of their assistant coaches and their players are. We talk a little bit about how I approach all our student athletes and what I expect from them. So it really is just getting to know each other, getting to know how we work, how we operate. As I'll tell many of them, I'm not planning on being at every practice of yours. That's not my expectation. My expectation is I'm going to be at some, and I'm going to come through some days and watch all of 30 seconds, and one day I might be there an hour or two. I said I want to be able to understand the programs. I want to understand how practices are conducted. I want to understand how the coaches interact with their kids. But I also want to see that off the field or off the courts. And so understanding all that, and then ultimately me laying out my expectations for this year. And I don't come in with any coach right now and I'm going to say, look, you have to win a championship or you have to do this. Look, that's our goal. We're going to work to compete for championships. But it's more than anything else, it's seeing them, learning, giving them an opportunity and understanding. And I've said this before, and you might have, and maybe I even said it to you, so I apologize, but it's more so I want to help them get to a championship level. Mm-hmm. And that distance between where they are today and where that needs to be is my focus. That's what I need to help with. All this other stuff underneath it, that's for them and their coaches to be able to navigate. That's the stuff in the weeds that they can navigate. I need to know what those big incremental increases need to be. And it's not just funding. It's support, it's resource, it's everything else to win championships.
In your intro press conference, you mentioned that your wife and daughters, obviously your family guy, they had the final decision in this. But what about the job at UH piqued your interest?
And I've said this before, why not? I mean, there's so many great things about this. First of all, this community, let's put the University of Houston to the side right now, the job. I'm a big believer in understanding the community. Does the community embrace the opportunity? Is there opportunities to grow that presence within that community? Do I see my family being a part of that? All those are important factors. And to be honest with you, everyone was check, 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 check. And then when I got to this job, the reality is it's a Big 12 opportunity. There's not many of these that are like this. And to know that it has had success, it has tradition, it has the ability to come out and make some noise. And look, basketball is doing unbelievable. Coach Sampson and his staff have established an unbelievable program there. And I want to continue to help him not just be where we are, but build on it and compete for bigger championships on a consistent basis. But that takes resources. That takes time. So I needed to look at the whole program, what challenges existed, what opportunities presented themselves, and then would there be alignment? And I know this is crazy, But when I went through the process, you know, there were times that I maybe wasn't seeing everything the way I wanted to see it, because I needed to know for certain if those alignments were there with everyone. And when you have your football and your basketball coach and they're aligned, you got two coaches that are supporting each other. That shows all the rest of the coaches that, hey, we're all in this together. Because mm-hmm. when you have a divide in those two or three top coaches, others say, well, if they're not all on the same page, why do we need to be? And I think as you start seeing all those different pieces come together, the alignment from the president, understanding what I expect and what she expects and what the university expects. I am all about the university. I'm all about the athletic department. So all that had to be a part of it. So I would say it's a city. Then I looked at the job, and then I looked at the alignment. And all those really checked the boxes for me.
When it comes to resources, what does that entail, in your opinion?
A little bit of everything. A little bit of everything. It's fan support. It's the trust, the fan base. I think that's important. We've got to do our part, because as I'll always say, the what gets our kids really motivated to play the best they can be is to have a fans there in their venue supporting them to the best of their ability. So that's part of it. I would tell you the other side of it, of course, is financially. There's the financial side, which is very, very important. And we've got to do a better job. We've done some great things in some areas, but we've got to grow some of the areas, our multimedia rights. We've got to grow better, bigger partnerships, and not just bigger in respect to big companies, but growing our portfolio. You know, when we look at our portfolio of what is Houston Cougars, we've got to grow that portfolio as much as we can. So that to me is a big one. And then we've got to be on the forefront when it comes to NIL. And I'm coming in a little bit behind right now with the season already started. But I'm working with our collective, working with our conference, working with our staff here to understand how do we navigate the next several steps so that we're not falling behind, so that we're not just aligned with the rest of the conference. We want to be on the forefront. So all those are ways we can grow our resources. But our resources have to match our expectations. If we don't have the resources to achieve certain levels, then we have to sit here and say, okay, we've got to be honest with ourselves, or we've got to figure out how to get those resources to that level. So that's my job. That's our job as a department. We've got to work to figure that out.
What has been, well, I'll go back. Your time out in Mexico, NILs really started like 3 years ago. What was the response at New Mexico from alums and supporters? And then how does that compare to just this brief window here at Houston?
Yeah, hesitancy when it first came out. I think everybody was hesitant. Everybody needed to understand what this meant. When it changed from everybody thought the collectives could be 501c3s, and so you're going to get some kind of tax credit, to no, you can't do that anymore, or it's hard to be able to do it. That also changed the trust ability of those fans and saying, well, I don't want to know if I want to give if I'm not going to get anything in return. Well, I'm just playing a kid, and what happens if this kid does something wrong, or this kid doesn't represent me because I'm giving, you know, as a donor or giving the money. So I think we had to get over all those thoughts and try to have a lot of clarity. We came a long way at New Mexico, and I did too, me personally. I was very hesitant in the beginning from 100% supporting it, because I needed to know. I needed to be able to say, if our fan base is looking at me and saying, we will trust you, Eddie, if you tell us this is what to do, I needed to do my due diligence. And so that's what I did. That first year, I supported it from a distance, but 100% head first, full in, I wasn't. And they'll tell you I wasn't. And it wasn't because I was against it. I just needed to be able to tell the people what they needed to hear. And so we came a long way. Right now, I mean, some of the money that the collective was able to get there over the last couple of years has been not just one of the top in the group of five, but actually better than many power programs. So proud of it, but we had to do it in steps. I think here you're going to see the same thing. I'm all in this time because I know enough to say I'm supportive of NIL and I'm supportive of a collective. How do we marry what we want to? How do we get to the final stage of what's going to be the best for our fans? Is what I'm tasked to do, and working with linking, you know, all the individuals that you would say. I think it's important for me to be able to learn who the players are, who our supporters are on both sides. We and you're going to hear me say it too. So again, you're going to, this is a constant theme with me, is I want our fans to be able to give above and beyond. If right now I need them to continue to support Cougs Athletics. I mean, they need to support us because we need to get ourselves where we have to be to compete. But at the same time, I know they can do a little bit more. And that little bit more, if we tell them where it's going and how it's going to be done and how much it's going to benefit our program, it could be a special ride for all of us.
Have you had a chance to think of ideas so far of what to say to alums, sponsors, would-be sponsors, or corporations to get them on board going forward?
First and foremost is getting them to get to know who I am. If they are going to invest in us, they have to know that from a leadership position here, that what our vision is, how we will go forward through that mission, what are those values that we look at when we look at our department, how decisions are going to be made, how we're going to do things. So more than anything else is getting to know them, getting them to know who I am as a person and how I'll lead this department, how our student athletes will represent themselves, how we will carry those pieces so that they feel confident enough. Then after that, it's truly letting them see for themselves the benefits. Again, we have the ability to look at men's basketball here and say, you see how good things can come from supporting those student athletes. Now, of course, we can always do more. We could always be better. But we have a program that we can look at and say, with the program being built with the right culture, the right coach, the right mindset, great things happen. Add on the NIL, add on the possibility for multimedia rights, becoming a bigger partnership. All those things can really just elevate the whole program from one standard to another.
Question for you. I'm not going to assume because of your last name. Do you speak Spanish?
I do. Very fluent. Yes.
Okay. Because personally, I think that is an untapped market for UH, the Spanish-speaking market, Spanish-speaking alums.
Yep.
So I'm glad to hear that.
Yes.
So
I'm going to be hitting.
Urge you to do that. So yes, please do. Go ahead.
No, I'm going to be hitting some of the Hispanic associations. I've already talked to numerous coordinators for these groups, and I've told them I want to be involved. And you know, we're in Hispanic Heritage Month right now, and so the ability to tap into my heritage as a Cuban American and in our community that has the Hispanic community that's such a proud community, we've got to do a better job. And that's what I'm here. I hope to be able to tap into it as much as I can in the future, but I know right now I am going to be in as many of these events that I can be, trying to show my culture, trying to show who I am. It's interesting when we have a lot of our staff and supporters that do speak Spanish and are fluent in Spanish, they come up to me and they ask me that question. I start talking back to them. They're like, okay. They get a smile on their face. They're like, okay, I like this. And so, look, I'm proud to be a Cuban American, proud of my family, proud of the heritage. And I wouldn't be here where I am if it wasn't for them. So I love to give back, and the ability to talk another language with somebody that might be their native language. It's a great feeling. It really is.
Excellent. Excellent. From your previous locations.
Yep.
What was the, this is kind of a strange question.
Okay.
At your previous stops, what was the perception of Houston Athletics at your previous location, like LSU?
Yeah. Really? I would tell you during my time at LSU, there was, it was kind of a two-sided one, I would say, because at some points it was a program that maybe wasn't at the totally at the level that it probably could have been. And then at other times, when you look at it, football during a certain period there was fairly successful here. And so we saw it in different ways. As a department, I would tell you, had the ability to really truly maximize some things. And I don't know if it truly got to that point, but it's been a program that has continually been on the rise. And that's one of the things that I've always noticed in any of my stops is this program's continually. And that's a testament to those who came here before me, you know, from Mac and Hunter and Pez, everyone, that had an opportunity to continue to raise the level of this program, to me, it's something I watched. When I was in New Mexico, it's a little different because now I'm seeing them make that jump. And as we're all group of five programs, I took over a program that was in a dismal situation when I got there. Mm-hmm. And great people, great opportunities. Some programs were doing really well, but as a whole, it had an abundance of challenges. I was able to grow that program, but as I looked at my peers, groups like the University of Houston and University of Central Florida and others, you're like, gosh, they're making that jump. They've set themselves up to make that leap to a power program. And that to me has always been a special because you saw it happening, but all of a sudden when it happened, you're like, darn. I mean, we got a lot of work to do. And that actually, that energized me more to really work harder because I never wanted to be in that side again. And so the leaps that New Mexico has taken over the last 3 years will give it a chance one day. It still has some work to do, and we knew that, but it's come a long way, and programs like Houston really helped motivate us to continue to stay on the forefront of things.
What are your impressions of Commissioner Brett Yormark?
Innovative, creative, always looking to find out what is out there, what possibilities exist. I got to know Brett a little bit, right when he took over, honestly, when he had the first opportunity here as a commissioner, I got to know him a little bit and then hadn't really kept in contact as much because our paths went different ways. But even in the short time, I'm really excited to have the ability to work with him, with the Big 12 office. I mean, the Big 12 is in a special place right now. We can really make noise on all fronts. And I think he is leading the charge when it comes to a lot of this. We have some great peers. I mean, there's some athletic directors in this league that I've known for years that I am so excited to be able to work with them. Not some again and some for the first time. So I honestly, it's the conference, the peers, the schools, it's really a special time and Brett's leading that charge.
I want to ask you what, if you can say, mention, touch on your ideas or any of the ideas regarding the multimedia piece. You kind of hinted at it a few times, but what does that entail possibly?
So our multimedia rights is everything from naming rights to TV to sponsorships and everything else that you can imagine that encompass the world of multimedia, our radio show, our coaches' shows, all that falls underneath that umbrella. And we're in an opportunity right now looking at what's possible with our current incumbent that's in place right now, which is Learfield Sports, to looking at what else is out there. And we, you know, Houston's had a great partnership with Learfield. Either way we go about it, if it's a new company, if it's Learfield, what they're going to get from me is somebody who's more intentional in regards to everything that goes in that area. I don't want somebody out there just selling our program as a representative of our program. I want to be involved. I want that group to know that they're a part of our department. So they should feel like they're not just an exterior company or somebody that's out there selling Houston's rights. We're all in this together. So it's going to help us with some of the smaller businesses that maybe never felt the love that we can offer them. It might not be for everybody, but I cannot sit here and just say we're going to go after the big corporations and not think about what makes Houston special. So we got some work to do. It's going to entail sitting down with these companies, sitting down and seeing what they're going to present to us and how they feel they can mirror what they're wanting to do to what I feel we need to do. So I'm excited. I really am. I think that can be the first of many steps that are going to help us incrementally raise our resources.
Final moments with you, Mr. Nunez. Yep. Thank you again.
Eddie, please come on now.
All right, Eddie, have you thought about corporate sponsors for the football field, the logos on the football field?
We have. And those are things that we're trying to navigate right now. We have some names already on the current field, as you know. Mm-hmm. And so being respectful to those individuals and their families that helped us get to where we are today, at the same time, seeing how we can do it classy. We don't look, nothing against NASCAR, and everybody always uses them as an example because they have 1,000 different sponsors and everywhere you can possibly imagine. I think there's going to be a way to do it to really generate the interest of some high profile companies and some others that can maybe do it and still not be full of corporate sponsors that you kind of miss the actual game. We're there still to watch a football game, watch the Cougs, those student athletes compete at a high level. So we want to be able to balance some of that sponsorship, some of that component. There's other ways to do it than just on the field. There's other things that right now are not being taken advantage of, to be honest with you. I'm looking around the stadium and I'm starting to see areas where we need to do more. And so add that side of it. And I want to mention this as well, because I think this is a big part of it. When we talk to our resources, we got to talk merchandise. We got to talk licensing. We got to talk areas like that that are key for us to be able to have success. So all these different pieces on top of what you mentioned with the naming rights or some kind of sponsorships on the field or on the courts or anything else are all going to be on the table. I'm throwing everything against the wall, and some may stick longer than others, but I want our staff to look at everything from every different angle.
Where do things stand regarding funding for the completion of the football ops building?
Actually, fairly well. It's fairly well. And look, I think there is the understanding that there might be some, even if we move in next year, that there's still some things that we still have to pay for, or a debt that we have to pay or something off. I'm not afraid of that, because the fact is there's still so much opportunity for naming rights or anything else in the stadium that could help, or in the venue that can help offset those costs. I want to be able to start focusing on other capital projects as well. Some of our facilities need a little TLC. They don't need to be overhauled. They don't need to be built from scratch. What we need to do is we need to make them more fan friendly. We need to make them more convenient. We need them to be venues that people are proud of. And so I'm looking at everything as we speak, how we can do it better. And so as we go forward, it's not about spending money to spend money. It's about spending money in the right places that can make an impact. So, but yeah, it's going extremely well. Actually, we got some additional one I signed yesterday, was for 6 figures, which is good. It's another naming opportunity within the building. So it's the staff here has been doing a tremendous job selling the vision of that facility, and it's seeing it come to light. It's pretty special.
Final question for you.
Yeah.
Is there one thing that you want to accomplish, big or small, let's say within the next month or by the end of the year? Keep it simple.
Yeah, I will tell you, it's a corny one, I think, because people will say, that's the answer everybody's going to say. I got to change the culture, and not in a negative way, in the culture that I feel needs to be representative of who we are. So it's changing culture so that it meets what the vision of what I feel we need to do. So if we're having this conversation a year from today, and I can look back and say, we have done a great job moving or changing the culture so that the majority or all the people are moving in this direction, and we've made huge success, because my time in New Mexico, all the championships, and I said this at the press conference, doesn't matter what championships I've won, doesn't matter how many buildings we built, when I looked back, the culture that was established in the department, the way everybody supported each other, the trust the fan base had on us, and that was all because we established a culture that everybody could be proud of. So I know that is the root to us having tremendous success, is having a culture that people are proud in-house, so that everybody externally looks at us and says, this is one unit, not just a parcel of silos.
Thank you, sir. And I'm extending an open invitation to you. Andrew knows that as well. So when you have time, and obviously on the calendar, we can do this 12 months or not for sure. But, monthly, quarterly, whatever, suits you. I love to chat with you and to give everyone updates on the program, because folks who know me, they know I'm a proud alum of the University of Houston. I tell everybody that.
Yep.
But I will also critique when I think it's necessary. But my love for the school is unwavering.
So, yeah, you should. You know, at the end of the day, if there's a gripe and we did something to earn that gripe, well, then you can do it. And it's up to us to be able to have that conversation and try to make it right. So we're probably going to have something at some point, Chris, that you're going to be like, I don't like it. Yeah, it's okay. Let's have the conversation. I know that we're going to have many conversations. Some might be offline that when I see you and walk, you know, at an event or in passing. And I want people to have those conversations with me. So, and then absolutely anytime we want to sit down, we'll do it. We'll make them work. And so this is fun. The more I can tell people about how we're progressing as a department, the better we're going to be.
Thank you, Eddie Nunez, the VP of Intercollegiate Athletics for the University of Houston. Thank you, sir. Take care.
Thank you. Appreciate it.